It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is time to visit with our buddy, Larry Wysoon. Larry is actually out, heading out west Texas out there, probably the Trans-Pecos to hunt mule deer. Larry, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning to you, Luke. You're right. When we're recording this, I am actually on the side of the road with a flat tire, and we're going to talk a little bit, and as soon as I get the flat fixed here a little bit, I'll be heading to West Texas to go hunt with Greg Simons with Wildlife Systems for mule deer, and I know that you know Greg and his family very well from there around Combine.
Yeah, Greg is originally from Combine, Texas, I think, and his brother Robbie, I know him, he still lives out this way, but yeah.
He does, yes.
Uh-huh, yep. Well, I tell you what, the mule deer, one of the reasons I like to hunt mule deer so much, Larry, is probably because I haven't hunted them nearly as much as I have whitetail, but they just, something regal about a big old mule deer buck. You know, that area from Fort Stockton to Marathon out there, we've talked about this in the past, but I have hunted them out there a few times, and what general area will you be hunting?
I'm actually going to hunt with Greg on his personal lease. It's kind of up north around, probably Balmoray, Kent, Van Horn, kind of north of Interstate 20 or whatever it is that runs out that way. And I know if people watching social media, they saw the buck that Greg killed out there earlier this year. They'll beat a new state record as far as non-typical mule deer are concerned. And so I'm going to go out and spend a little time with him. Mainly I'm hunting for a big old management buck. They've got some big old 3x3s that never have split the back tines that they call management bucks. And so looking for one of those. But mainly, I'll be honest with you, I mean, I love that part of the world. And I kind of giggled a while ago when you said regal, because to me, I've hunted mule deer. I've shot a couple of them that approached that 30-inch magic spread, and one that did. And to me, when a big old mule deer with long tines, wide spread, massive beams, turns his head, it's not like he's turning his head. It's like the world revolves kind of underneath him, you know. So to me, regal is an absolutely fantastic description of them. And they're unique in so many different ways. I mean, we've got the desert mule deer out in western Texas, which is the crookeye subspecies, Otocoileus hemionus crookeye. And our desert mule deer have a tendency as a whole to be a little bit smaller bodied, of course, than what they are farther up north, you know, in Colorado and northern New Mexico and Wyoming and those areas. But there's just something very special about those mule deer as far as I'm concerned in West Texas. One of the things that's really cool about this hunt is I shot my first mule deer in West Texas a long time ago and shot him on a ridge. And this ridge from where I'm going to be hunting with Greg is probably about a mile away at the very most. So it's going to be kind of like going back to that first mule deer hunt that I did many, many years ago when I shot my first mule deer.
Larry, that's amazing, and I know there'll be a lot of nostalgia there, and probably some articles that'll probably be. You'll probably weave that into some some articles that you write about this hunt too. You know,
I'm hoping to. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. Well, what rifle? What you going to be hunting with?
You know, I'll tell you what. I'm hunting with. You know, my fascination with Ruger Number One. So
yep.
I'm taking a Ruger Number One. This is a special edition that was put together through Lee Newton with the Ruger Owner Collector Society in honor of Joe Clayton. Joe was the one who really kind of started collecting and brought the Ruger Number One collection thing to to where it started. I mean, he was one of the first guys, and so they built a 280 Ackley improved Ruger Number One with a Sporter barrel, an A1 barrel, in a caliber of, 280 Ackley improved, which is kind of like a short action 7mm Magnum, if you get right down to it. This particular rifle, they put some ungodly wood on these. I mean, in terms of beauty of wood on these rifles. And I happened to meet with Joe and Lee not too long ago, and Joe's going to be over at Lee's house, and I was coming back from a trip, and I went by and had supper with them. And while I was there, we went through the, I think there's like 150 of these rifles. We went through about half those rifles, and we had kind of a consensus of a vote that said, okay, this is the third most beautiful rifle. Joe got the most beautiful one. Lynn got the second most beautiful one, and it was my honor to receive that what we considered the third most beautiful one. So kind of a special rifle. I'm going to use it. I hunted with it a little bit. It's got a Trigicon active point scope on it, and I'm shooting the Hornady Precision Hunter ammo through it. And it's extremely accurate, and I'm going to use it out there in West Texas. And then right after I get back, I'm going to hunt a little bit in my place again. And then right before about the time this really airs, I think I'm going to be be on a hunt as well, coming back from a hunt, maybe with just kind of south of San Angelo on the Suggs Ranch. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a special rifle and a special hunt coming up, you know. And then I'll be back after that. I'm going to be spending as much time as I can still trying to shoot a deer on my own place here in Colorado County.
Well, and that's just as much fun as any of it. Oh, maybe, you know, that's right.
It is. I was out there the other morning, and the squirrel rut was going on like you had told me that it was going on and where you were hunting. And I mean,
is it happening down there too, huh?
Oh, man, it was. I'm telling you, they were the treetops, those big old ancient oaks that I've got on my place were just covered with squirrels. And it looked like all the leaves were shaking up there.
That was so much fun. I guess last week on Sportsman's Life that Jeff Rice and I
do. Right. Oh, gosh, yes. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I was actually filming Jeff. If you could believe it, hunting camp, I didn't have a rifle suitable for squirrels. And his was at home, and he had a long barrel 22. I don't even know the make. That thing must have had a 12-inch barrel on it.
It looked like it did. I saw the photo.
But it was we cut a little notch on a dead pine tree, little sapling.
Right.
And Jeff laid that thing down. It was about 20 yards away, and it very accurate. So we wound up getting some squirrels. I made a squirrel stew out of those squirrels, and it was really, really really tasty. And, you know, it's been a while since I'd had a good squirrel stew, you know?
You know, it has been with me, too. I was sure thinking about that as I was watching those squirrels jump from limb to limb up there.
Yep.
I may end up waiting now until there's some young squirrels.
Yep.
We'll see.
Let it unfold as it will. There was an impromptu squirrel hunt, Larry. And, I live in an area with lots of squirrels around my house here, but twice a year there is a distinct rut. I wrote my newspaper column that next week, you know, liking the squirrel rut breeding season to whitetail. There was a doe, you'll have your doe and maybe several bucks chasing. Well, the same way with squirrels. And I know all of our friends have seen, you know, you see a squirrel run up a tree, an oak or a sapling or whatever, run up 20 feet, circle around, then there's two or three squirrels run around and around. Then they'll come back down, hit the ground and run. That's what's going on. That's the rut.
That's the squirrel rut. The whitetail rut's going on in South Texas. So, I mean, this is a fun time to be out and about.
Oh, it is. And, you know, take a minute to wish you and your family and all of our listeners Merry Christmas. It's right here, you know.
It is. I'm going to be home for Christmas, and all my grandkids are in, including the one that's in the military, or two of them in the military, but one of them is just got accepted into the Army Ranger program, and
awesome.
So he's coming home for Christmas.
Can't wait
to see him. And then once we get past Christmas, it's time for the Dallas Safari Convention.
And that's going to be so much fun.
Hey, Bailey Hutchison Center. So
yes, and I'll invite people to come by and see you there at the stage. There, it's up on the elevated area. The stages. Once you walk through the all the aisles when you come in. Veer to your right, and then there's a few steps, and you go up. That's where it's at back there, right?
That's right. And I can't remember the time or whatever, but I know that you're going to be there with a couple of friends talking about
camp cooking.
About cooking.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I thought the way, and of course, you know, you and I talked about it, but a good way to do that would have, I've got a lot of recipes, whatnot, but I've got some buddies that are also good. They enjoy camp cooking. None of us are chefs, you know. But one of them's got a recipe for blackened bass, whole. I mean, they gut it and cut the head off, and it's scale it. Jeff Blankenship's buddy. He's got.
Oh yes, I'll tell you what. That was some of the best.
Well, you were there. You know what it is
that I have ever tasted, and I love eating. I like eating bass.
Yeah, a Cuban recipe, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Out of this world.
I'm gonna try my best to get him there, maybe one or two more, and just share a recipe and just talk. Who knows, the folks listening, some of them might have some good recipes, you know?
That'll be a good campfire session.
That's what I think. Just everybody enjoy talking a little camp cooking. Be a good break from, you know, what's going on out there. Well, Larry, gosh, we're about out of time here, but you're heading on out to Trans-Pecos area for mule deer with Greg Simons. I'd like you to, next week, maybe if it works out, where you can tell about that hunt and tell about what old Greg cooked up out there for you. I know your guys are going to be eating good.
Well, I tell you what, he's a pretty good cook.
I know that's right. So yes.
I'm looking forward to spending time with him.
Okay.
Again, we wish everybody the very merriest of Christmases.
Well, my buddy Larry Wysoon is a busy camper, especially this time of the year, hunting up in Alberta one week and then all the way down in South Texas the next. Who knows where he's going to go tomorrow, but I really do appreciate having Larry on our shows. He is a storehouse of knowledge on deer hunting. Gosh, he's, in my opinion, Larry kind of waves the flag for hunting nationwide, of course, but also especially here in Texas. I think most hunters know and respect Mr. Wysoon. I know I do. You know, Larry has been a guest on my radio show every week. I think maybe we missed one week, I'm not sure, for the past 9 years. So I have the unique privilege of kind of staying up with Larry, know where he's at, what he's up to most of the time. But really appreciate having Larry with us. I do want to wish all of you folks a very Merry Christmas. This will be our the last show before Christmas. It's right around the corner here. I hope everybody has a good time. And, you know, we've got some late season hunts coming up, some muzzleloader hunts for deer in a whole bunch of counties. And if you happen to partake of that and enjoy shooting muzzleloaders, time to break that old smoke pole out and load it up with about 100 grains of Pyrodex pellets and check it, make sure that it's on. It's not quite as simple when you're shooting muzzle loaders as sliding a cartridge into a center fire. But gosh, today's muzzle loaders with the 209 primers they're just as dependable, honestly, as I've never had one fail yet as far as not go off. I do remember shooting some with the number 11, especially the little CCI caps, you know. And I even played around with flintlocks, and I just did not have the patience to be a flintlock hunter. I had to give that up. that hammer or that frizzen on there wouldn't always spark that powder charge in the frizzen, you know. But anyway, I want to thank all of you for following our show here. We've been on KETR now for, gosh, years, and I look forward to many more years of having the distinct privilege of visiting with you. Contact me anytime, folks, through catfishradio.org. My email is right there on the website. Merry Christmas again to everyone. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke In Tex Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Texas Raised Hunting Products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, The Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.